Hey there, welcome to the Creative Classroom Podcast. I'm your host, John Spencer, former middle school teacher, current college professor, and I am passionate about seeing schools become bastions of creativity and wonder. And I think that one of the examples you can see is from fiction, and that's the Harry Potter series. Now, is it really about creative teaching? I would argue, to a certain extent, yes. And it's about empowering learners, and that's really what today's is going to be all about. So the question is, who is the greatest teacher at Hogwarts? Now, a warning ahead of time, it's probably not who you think it is. In fact, when I ask people who they thought I would choose for number one, almost everybody said Dumbledore, but that's not who we chose, and I'll explain right now. For our number one choice, we went with someone who is actually not a professor at Hogwarts. You guessed it, Argus Filch. That's right, the mangy, angry caretaker of Hogwarts. You know, the guy with the cat. Okay, we actually didn't choose Filch. We chose Harry. See, Harry was a phenomenal teacher. When he trained fellow students in Dumbledore's army, we saw some of the best teaching in the entire series. Note that Harry is not a great student, and honestly, the biggest lessons he learned were due to the brilliant and always strong Hermione Granger. But Harry, well, he's actually a great teacher, and that's the thing that's kind of surprising. He knows how to motivate students to go beyond the textbook. He reminds them that there is more to life than simply passing the owls. Watch how he works with students who are frustrated and angry. And you see it especially with his interactions with Neville. But then eventually he builds this community that celebrates success and learns from mistakes. There's some pretty awesome classroom culture that he's developed. And it's a culture of creativity. It's a culture of student ownership. Harry's teaching is driven by student curiosity rather than what he deems to be important. It's always practical and deeply personal as each member learns from one another. Want to see great collaboration in the wizarding world? Look to Dumbledore's army. That's where they are all working interdependently. And Harry proves that the term guide on the side doesn't have to mean being passive or weak. It means you're listening, encouraging and offering help when needed. It's about trust and relationships. Dumbledore's army reminds us that amazing things happen when students get a chance to own the learning. These are those moments that empower children to go out and become the adults who change the world. I mean, it's the transformational, life-changing aspect of education. These are those teachers that you remember forever. My friend Trevor shares this piece on the video, and I love what he says when he says, "I remember when I was reading the first Harry Potter books, I thought Harry would eventually become the most powerful wizard in the entire wizarding world and finally become the wizard superhero everyone wanted. But that didn't happen. Harry's greatness was his ability to inspire others. He taught Ron that he was special, Hermione that she was courageous, Neville that he was capable, the whole wizarding world that good could defeat evil." And I would argue that's the main idea here. Harry was a great teacher, and some would say that is the best kind of hero. But see, after making this video, and you can find it at spencervideos.com, I've been rethinking this. See, we chose Harry as number one because of the brilliant way he taught the students inside of Dumbledore's army. But I'm not entirely sure that he is actually the best teacher at Hogwarts. The truth is that the real hero of the entire Harry Potter series is Hermione Granger. She was the one who formed Dumbledore's army, after all. She was the one who solved every major mystery that they faced. When Harry got lazy or lost confidence, she kept going every single time. When Ron was insecure, she remained steady. When Neville was a lost and lonely little nerd, she befriended him. Hermione proved that being bookish and being courageous were not mutually exclusive. And this often led to an intentional, well-reasoned courage that others in the series lacked. She spoke out against the injustice toward the house elves, even when fellow witches and wizards mocked her for it. And yet, when they were hunting Horcruxes, she also provided all of the defensive charms. Harry would have been dead so many times in the series if it weren't for Hermione. Now, both of those moments, hunting Horcruxes and defending the house elves, required a certain kind of thoughtful, intentional, smart courage, as did the moment that she had to use the memory charm on her parents. And she lost them in a way that was every bit as tragic as Harry. So maybe the number one choice in the series as the greatest teacher of Hogwarts isn't Harry at all. Maybe it's Hermione. Maybe she is the heroic teacher who shows the entire wizarding world what it means to be wise and courageous and kind. Maybe it was Hermione all along. Thanks for listening to the Creative Classroom Podcast. If you enjoy this podcast at all, please leave a review on iTunes. Have a wonderful day. I have no idea what our next series is going to be. I doubt it's going to be Harry Potter and Hogwarts, but thanks for listening.